Welcome back to Trivial Warfare. We are the podcast that takes the pub quiz out of the pub and brings it home to you. My name's Jonathan, and I am here with my friend Chris. Welcome back, Chris.
Man, it feels good to be back.
Boy, it's been a long time, man.
I tell you, I listened to last week's episode with tears in my eyes because...
Were we that bad?
No, it was perfect, but it wasn't me.
Oh.
I missed.
I had fun without you, actually.
I can imagine, because you didn't have somebody picking on you. Everybody was like all nice and kumbaya, and I was like, man, they didn't bring the root or anything.
And for the first time, we have a special guest today.
Yes, we do. She is very special.
Yes, we have our friend Ramona. Say hello, Ramona.
Hello, Ramona.
Oh, see, she knows how to tell a joke.
She's listened to the podcast before.
So Ramona is the host of a different show. Ramona is the host of a podcast called the Sports Gal Pal Podcast. Ramona, how long have you been doing this now?
Let's see, like 2 weeks, something like that.
2 weeks, two shows, you got it rolling.
Yeah, no, really, I'm an all-star. No, the blog's been up since 2012, but it's kind of one of those you start it and then you stop it. And so this time I have a podcast with it, so I have to keep going.
Now, what's the concept behind the Sports Gal Pal deal?
The concept is to help novice sports fans or women particularly who want to understand sports so they understand why their husbands are screaming at the televisions on Sunday afternoons and seem to enjoy it.
Do you scream at the television, Chris?
I do. Absolutely, I do. I mean, when the University of Florida just won their softball championship on Wednesday, and of course I was yelling at the TV screen.
He's screaming at the television over women's softball.
Absolutely.
That college was the national, women's softball.
That was a national championship. You have to.
I'm looking forward to Virginia hopefully beating Maryland today and to get our bid to Omaha, so I completely understand.
There you go. Hey, Florida just slapped Florida State around last night 13-5, so that was outstanding.
That is always a good time when Florida State gets smacked around.
Now,
I like you.
I heard you say, or I keep hearing you root for Virginia, and you call them the Hoos. What is Hoos short for?
Well, it's a fun story. So in, I forget, 1800 sometime, when Virginia was still an all-male school, our big rival was Washington and Lee, and they used to call us a bunch of Wahoos, because our official mascot is Cavaliers.
Cavaliers, yeah.
So us being really smart said, fine, we're a bunch of Wahoos, and it's shortened to Hoos. So you'll hear all of us say, go Hoos.
Who day?
No, that's not.
No, that's a whole different thing.
That's a whole different thing. So go Hoos, Wahoo Wah. Go Hoos go. I have never, ever said go Cavs when referring to my school.
There you go.
So, and when I hear that, I'm like, oh, you're not a real fan. Go away.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
I really loved your last episode. Can you explain for our audience who you talked to in the second podcast?
Yeah. So Corey Finneran is the host and founder of Ivy Envy Podcast. It's a Cubs.
Go Cubs.
Go Cubs.
Whatever.
And he came on and he talked about the Cubs and the goats and all kinds of fun things. Yeah. It's on sportsgalpal.com right now. You can listen to it.
I was going to say, and is that the only place you can find it, or can you find it somewhere else?
No, you can find it on iTunes, and you can also find it on Blog Talk Radio. So they're my kind of network I'm part of.
Fantastic.
Yeah, very cool. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Now, today's a very special episode with Ramona here. We're going to do an all sports episode.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'll be honest. I'm terrified.
You're really good at sports.
Well, I think I am, but it just depends on how obscure. If she asks us like a Barcelona or an Arsenal question, I'm completely hosed.
No, I'm American. I don't believe it.
Oh, no. Hey. Actually, we love.
That's not true.
I was going to say, we love our foreign listeners. We have listeners in Great Britain.
Australia.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
We have.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Mark. Yeah. He's friends with me, too.
We have listeners in Australia. We have listeners in Nigeria. No, I love seeing the international.
Well, in India, they like cricket. So go cricket.
So, Ramona, I don't know if you know this, but our first segment is called Warm It Up, Chris.
Warm it up, Chris.
All right. So today's warming up, Chris, question, and hopefully this is not something that she asks us because I decided to make it sports.
Oh, my God.
Also.
Sports on sports. All right. Let's do it.
Actually,
now, this is Ramona. This is your chance to participate.
Absolutely. We want you to be able to answer.
Because I'm a big fan of your guys's. I like to scream at the thing, particularly when Jonathan misses questions and I get really angry.
Trust me. I have a few friends that scream at me a lot, too, and then they let me know about their screaming.
Yeah, it's a great show. I love it. I'm a big fan of you guys. So.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
So back in January, Forbes magazine came out with their top sports franchises in terms of value. So I'm going to ask you guys For example, actually, I'll give you the number one. The number one is Manchester United.
That was my answer.
Okay, that was worth two. There, and the, Malcolm Glazer, who owns the Bucks, actually owns them as well, and they are worth $2.23 billion.
Good Lord.
All right. So I'm going to ask you guys, what is in each of the four major sports, what is the top valued franchise in each of those sports?
Ooh, I know at least one.
So talk about it with each other and then come up with your answers.
So what's the one you know?
Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, I think I agree with you. And I know one too.
Baseball, it's got to be Yankees.
The Yankees, that's right.
Yeah. And then basketball, it could be Lakers.
It could be Lakers. You're right about that.
Yeah, it could be Lakers. And then hockey, I'm going to say the Blackhawks or maybe Boston.
I wouldn't say Boston, but
Blackhawks, maybe.
That's just because I hate Boston sports.
Yeah, Jonathan has this huge Boston hatred.
You don't
really
think it would be a Canadian team?
No.
A?
Ugh.
No.
Maybe. No.
No? Maple Leafs?
No, God, no.
Toronto's a huge city.
But they're terrible.
Oh, poor Toronto.
But they're really bad. They know it.
Yeah, they do. They do, actually. All right.
Okay.
I think I would go New York Rangers, personally.
Oh,
I
forgot about them. That's a good one.
I would say, I think I like your Lakers answer. So Yankees, Cowboys, Rangers, Lakers.
Yeah, and then I'll take Blackhawks just to be different.
Okay.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so the number three valued sports team is tied. It's the New York Yankees and the Dallas Cowboys with $1.85 billion.
So that's two and three tied.
Yeah, actually, no, that's three and four tied.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because the number two team is Real Madrid worth $1.88 billion.
Real.
Oh, Real Madrid. Thank you.
Real Madrid.
Okay. And 15th in the top 50 is the Toronto Maple Leafs with $1.15 billion.
Wow, they're terrible.
I would just like to point out that I did say the right answer, but I was talked you out of it.
Mm-hmm. And finally, in 35th place is the LA Lakers with worth $900 million.
They're not that great right now.
And that really surprised me that they were the number one NBA team. I thought it would be
I'm sorry. Who? I was zoned
the LA Lakers.
Yeah!
With $900 million.
We got that one.
Wow. Okay. Come on back into the fold, Jonathan.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, our Jacksonville Jaguars, by the way, did make the list. Number 47.
We're not last.
Was $725 million.
We love you, London. Hey. Seriously, London, the London Jaguar relationship, people pick on it and they act like we want to move and all that. But I'm telling you right now, London is very good for Jacksonville, and having a partnership between those two cities is nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing for us.
Well, and also when looking at the list, it's amazing because a majority of the 50 that are on there are all football related, either American football or European style football.
Hmm.
I mean, for example, here's the top five. It's Manchester United, Real Madrid, the Yankees, the Cowboys, and then in fifth place is the Redskins worth $1.56 billion.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got to remember, he owns FedEx Field. It's very similar to what the Cowboys have with owning the AT&T Stadium.
I just would have thought that their value would have dropped because they stink for so long.
Well, it's like Ramona said about the Maple Leafs, though. They stink, and yet
the Maple Leafs don't stink.
No, they're really, really bad.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah. So that's your warming up, Chris, question.
All right. So I think it's time for the main event. I think it's time to rumble.
All right. Let's do this.
Let's do it. All right.
It's been way too long for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble.
Let's get it out.
Round one. Question one.
Round one. Fight.
All right. What NFL running back was nicknamed the Law Firm?
Do you want to say it together?
I think we can say it together, yeah. Three, two, one. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
That's right, and that is correct. But I needed to toss you an easy one to warm you up.
Well, you know what's great about that question? Did you notice that Ben Jarvis Green Ellis set a record for the most consecutive games without a fumble with deflated balls? And as soon as he went to the Bengals, guess who started fumbling like a madman? Funny how that happened. Funny.
Well, but
there's no impact. There's no impact to the game by having balls that had less air in them.
But actually, he did not fumble very much in college. Do you know where he went to school at?
Notre Dame?
No, Mississippi.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was a rebel. He didn't fumble very much in college, so I didn't really think about it too much until we've been talking about that scandal for a good while because, again, Jonathan hates everything Boston.
That's not
and
true.
It's really such a shame because
really?
Boston's
like
a,
John Adams, like the third.
No, no.
President,
I love
the second president of the United States.
Let me clarify.
And
let me
he likes Sad Adams beer.
Let's make this very clear. I dislike Boston sports teams and some of the thugs in Boston who stole my Boy Scout stuff when I was a kid. But I do like
very traumatic.
Yes, it really does.
They stole our whole van worth of stuff. Like,
oh, that
my.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's,
it was, it was
that's
marked Boy Scouts of America. We were visiting the USS Constitution at the time. So I actually like some of the people in Boston. There's some great people in Boston. But I really, really dislike the sports fans. I mean,
and the teams.
Freudian slip. I really, really dislike the sports teams.
Even the Bruins? How do you not like the Bruins?
How do you like the Bruins? They're from Boston.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. Okay. This feels like it goes deep. Okay.
It really does. So do you want to lie down on the couch and we could do some therapy or something, man? Jeez.
Wow. All right. Round one, question two. All right. This is a three-part question. So name the movie that goes with the quote. Okay. Here's quote one. You're going to eat lightning and you're going to crap thunder. All right. Second one. In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't never going to happen.
Oh, my God.
By the way, you're saying these quotes with a lot of passion. I love it.
Yeah, I need you to say it again, though, because there's a lot of words in it.
In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't never going to happen.
Okay. What's the third quote?
Yeah, go with the third one.
I believe in the Church of Baseball.
Okay, I got one and three, but two is just kicking my arse. And I've got, if you want to talk out the first one, I've got it written down.
Okay, so I'm going to teach you how to eat lightning and crap thunder.
By the way, a great quote.
It is a great quote.
And
a great movie.
It sounds like Taco Bell.
It sounds like a coach talking to players, trying to motivate. I'm going to go with Hoosiers on that one.
Rocky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can hear Mick saying it.
So
in the
you said Rocky, I said Hoosiers.
Yep.
And that is correct. It is Rocky.
Boom! Shakalaka.
Dun, 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 dun.
Read the second quote again.
In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't never gonna happen.
Okay, I think I got it.
You might as well say it out loud.
Okay, I'm gonna say Remember the Titans.
I said Rudy.
Oh, that's a good one.
I have no idea whether that's even close to being right.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the second one.
But I know there was
either.
Like there was some kind of relationship with a janitor.
Yeah,
could have been saying that to him.
Yeah, Charles S. Dutton played the janitor.
So what was your answer?
So, I said Remember the Titans.
It is Rudy.
Oh my God!
Nice.
Yes.
Rudy. Arguably one of the greatest sports movies ever.
It really is. It's wonderful, honestly, it's kind of like Field of Dreams. I dare you not to cry.
Yes.
I dare you not
to cry.
Well, that's
when she was saying the quote, I was like, Rudy really had to prove himself.
I wish that came to my head. I probably would have used it, but Remember the Titans. I also just watched Remember the Titans, so it was going to be floating around in that dome of mine.
Okay, the third one was the Church of Baseball. I don't have an answer written down. You do?
Yeah, I'm locked in.
I believe in the Church of Baseball. This is a movie where that's not a quote by itself. That's somebody saying like a five or six lines in a row. I believe in the Church of Baseball, the power of such and such, and homemade apple pie.
I believe that I could touch the sky.
The church. It's like I feel like there's more to this quote. Like I believe in the Church of Baseball, the power of the 3-run home run, and something else. That's what I feel like is happening here. And I'm going to go with Field of Dreams, but I don't think it's right.
Oh, you're so close because you got the right actor.
Kevin Costner.
Bull Durham.
Bull Durham, correct.
And am I right about the line?
Yep, yep, yes, you're exactly right. That's his impassionate speech to Susan Sarandon towards the end of the movie.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Moving on. Round one, question three.
Rolling.
What is the longest running baseball franchise in the major league?
Oh, wow. I think I actually have the answer, but... Because, as Jonathan knows, I'm a big, big fan of Ken Burns documentaries, and his 10-part baseball series is absolutely my favorite of all of them. And I get a lot of my baseball history knowledge just from watching that. I've watched it 3 times now, all the way through. I'm going to say it's the Cincinnati Reds, which used to be the Cincinnati Red Stockings.
I wrote down the Cincinnati Reds.
Oh, wow.
Because of the exact same, they were the Cincinnati Red Stockings, and they were the first team. I don't know if they ever broke up and restarted the franchise, but if they didn't, it should be them.
Yeah, I'm afraid it might be San Francisco Giants. That's what's scaring me.
No way.
Anyway.
Nope, both of you are wrong.
Ooh.
It is the Atlanta Braves. They are the oldest continually operating team in the Major League Baseball. They started in 1871 as the Boston Red Stockings or Red Caps.
Wow.
I guess we should have listened to the question more closely. It's not the team that's been running the longest. It's the one that's been part of Major League Baseball the longest.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we missed that.
Yeah,
that's okay,
really
though, because you guys got some of it right. So have that half the points each.
Well, no, we get no points for that. We got it wrong.
I'm trying to be nice.
Yeah, you can be as mean to us as you want. It's all right. We can accept it. So.
Yeah, you're about to get married. You got to get used to that.
Wow. I'm not getting married to him.
No. No.
It's legal now. You could if you really
no.
wanted to.
No, that's not legal.
No. After the first round, I'm up in a football score 16-13.
It's close. Okay, yes. We're close.
Yes.
Someone missed an extra point somewhere. All right, round.
I always miss the point, whether it be extra or not.
Jonathan, this question is specifically, I put it in here for you.
Oh, no.
As you are a Rays baseball fan.
Oh, crap.
So if you don't get this.
I know. That's why. That's why I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah. All right. Round two, question one. How many wins did the Tampa Bay Rays have in their inaugural season in 1998? I will give you guys within 5 wins.
Okay.
And I will even give you a hint. It is under 100.
Thanks.
It's a fun question, though.
It's fun. Well, the thing is, when you're a fan of a certain team, right, people dig deep for the questions.
Right.
And so it's like, oh, I don't remember that.
Well, were you a fan of theirs in their inaugural year?
No, I became a fan in 2001.
Okay.
Oh.
So they were terrible, but they weren't necessarily terrible. Their worst year was not the first year. Their worst year was later when I was watching. I'm thinking the low end would be 68 wins, and the high end was probably 74. So I'm going to sit myself right at 5. If we're going 5 wins either way, I'm going to sit myself right at 70. I'll say 70. No, I'm going to say 69 wins. 69 wins is mine.
Are you serious?
Yep.
I wrote 69 wins also. That's awesome.
Jonathan, you should have gone with 68. 63 wins.
No, we're in the 5.
No, we're not.
No, we're not in the 5.
You're
darn
not
it.
Good at math. 63?
I don't have an 63. I don't have an Excel spreadsheet in front of me.
Oh, I'm one away. Stupid Rays. Why do you hurt me so?
Even when you're not playing, you hurt me.
God.
Anyway, all right. Second question.
Round two, question two. What Monday Night Football announcer was known as the Mouth?
Okay, I got my answer.
What Monday Night Football announcer was known as the Mouth? So it's down to two guys for me. There haven't been that many Monday Night Football announcers. You had your originals. You had the Howard Cosell. You had Frank Gifford. You had Dan Dierdorf. You had Dandy Don Meredith. You had So later, though, they started switching more quickly. So my first instinct was to say Howard Cosell. But then I remembered that for 1 year, for one season, Dennis Miller was a Monday Night Football announcer. So now I'm debating, is it Howard the Mouth Cosell or is it Dennis the Mouth Miller? I don't know, but I think it's more likely to be Dennis Miller. So I'm going to say Dennis Miller.
That's interesting because I ended up writing Howard Cosell down.
And that very well could be the answer.
Well, no, but I didn't think about Dennis Miller. And that's really interesting. I mean, because I've heard him being called Dennis the Killer Miller.
Mm-hmm.
I've
never heard the nickname on either of them.
That sounds about right. So what's the answer?
Howard Cosell.
Nice.
Good job. I overthought it.
But it was still a good answer, though.
Yeah, well, it's...
That's a good answer.
If we were... Okay, again, this is one of those things. If we were playing in regular pub trivia and you told me that, I'd be like, yeah, I'm good with that answer. Let's do it.
And go one.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. All right, so what's the third question in the second round?
All right. What colleges have the most Heisman Trophy winners? There are two. At least be able to name one of them.
Okay.
Which colleges have the most Heisman Trophy?
And technically, there are 3 choices you can choose. There are officially 2 answers, but there could be a third that I will allow.
Okay.
But I can't go into more because then you'll get it.
Right. I've already written my answer down, so you can go ahead and talk
about it. I knew you would. So, Chris, if I'm better at baseball, Chris is better at college stuff. Chris loves the college stuff. So the teams that come to my mind, there's three teams that leap immediately to the forefront. There's Notre Dame, and those would be more of your old school Heisman Trophy winners. There's Florida State, which is more of your new school Heisman Trophy winners. And there's Ohio State. And actually, now that I'm talking about it, there's also Alabama. I really hope that all that three of the four teams that I just named are the three that she wants.
Right.
I'm going to go with the easy out and just hope it's right. I'm going to say Notre Dame.
Yeah, I think the answers are, my official answer is Notre Dame, but I think the answers are Notre Dame, USC, and Ohio State is the one that she's talking about because Archie Griffith had the two.
I would have said Notre Dame, Ohio State, and Alabama.
Okay.
Well, you both are right. Notre Dame is one of them. Ohio State is one of them, and USC used to be one of them. The seventh was vacated.
Oh, that's right. 2010, Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush right. Had to give his back.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I like that.
No, you should not give credit for that, Reggie Bush. Cheating, yeah. Cheaters never win.
Yeah, but he cheated. He didn't cheat, though. He took money.
All right. I'm not going to argue that with you.
And it's just, it's weird.
It is weird. I don't have a leg to stand on.
I'm right there with you on it because it's like, I'm sorry, you're getting basically $100,000 to go to school. So shut up and go to school and get your degree.
So technically he's a cheater, but here's the way I look at it. He cheated on behalf of the team. He didn't cheat to achieve his results. His results are what they were. The team got the benefit of him being on the team and cheated to do so by paying him where he might have gone somewhere else if they hadn't paid him.
Yeah, that's an interesting point.
So it's cheating for the team. For the player, it's not really in my mind.
Well, no, but it was cheating for him because he was getting paid for it, and then his mom even got money for it too. So,
yeah,
I mean,
the money didn't help him be a better player, is what I'm saying.
But it helped him maybe have a better life.
Less stress off-field can lead to better performance on-field.
Oh, that's a good point. I like that.
Yeah. Okay, so after two...
So he's a cheater. Cheaters never win.
May I go now?
Kim Kardashian, which is also its own crime.
All right, may I go now? After two rounds, Jonathan, I have a slight lead, 36 to 23.
Yeah, slight. That's a big lead.
Well, it could potentially be.
That's right. You could be like the Warriors and come back.
I'm
going to
be like Rudy.
Jonathan.
Rudy.
Nice. Don't call it a comeback.
Except we're about to go into college land, so not right now.
All right. I'm not terrible at college. Hit us with Notre Dame, right?
Pat Benatares, hit us with your best shot. Fire away.
Round three, question one. Within two championships, how many NCAA tournament championships has the women's basketball team at UConn won? And that is the University of Connecticut for people who do not know.
Boy, the Huskies.
They've been winning championships like crazy lately.
All they do is win, no matter what.
Nice.
Money on my mind.
And I have written my answer down.
Already.
Just boom. Gino, and it's practically Boston, so you should hate them too, Jonathan.
Is it?
Because they're close enough to
they're Connecticut.
Because haters
going to
hate.
I don't mind Connecticut at all. Actually, I really like Gino Auriemma as a coach. That dude knows his stuff. He's obviously a stud.
I tell you,
he fills Team USA with basically it's Connecticut all-star team.
Yeah.
Whenever we play the world.
Actually, it's really interesting because in the Sports Illustrated that came out right after they won their this year's championship, he actually wrote the article on it. It was really solid article that just talked about how much pressure there goes into with winning another championship and that
it's
a lot more than you might think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the John Wooden of women's basketball.
Good call.
But I will give you a reason not to like him. One of his best friends is Bill Belichick.
Oh, no. He is now banished. Jonathan's
so,
like, no.
So they match up, they get together with Urban Meyer and go for drinks.
Nice, yes, and figure out how different ways of cheating.
Exactly. Oh, no, we're going to find out REM has been doing something.
Oh, no, right.
Okay, so there's two numbers floating around in my head. I feel like it's either 9 or 11. 911's a joke in your town.
Wow. It's in your town.
I don't think they won any before REM showed up. I don't think it's less than 9, so I'm going to say 11.
Man, you got to quit reading my sheets. 11.
Technically 10. So you guys
technically both. 10 or it is 10?
It's 10. Yeah.
Okay. We'll just say it's 10. What do you mean technically?
I don't know. So they've also won, for some extra facts for everyone.
Oh, what you got?
They have been to 16 Final Fours. They have won over 40 Big East and American Athletic Conference regular season and tournament championships.
Wow.
And do you have their winning percentage by chance?
I do not. It's okay. Ridiculous.
It's like 800.
It's like 1,500. They've won more games than they've played.
Yes. That's probably true. Yes. All right. Round three, question two. The Southeastern Conference has many duplicate mascots. Can you name them and also the schools that represent these mascots?
Not the name of the mascot, but like what the animal is. Is that what I'm getting? So what do we need to answer to get it right?
We need to answer the mascot and what universities have that as a mascot.
So we need to name both mascots in all five universities.
Correct.
Good God.
You'll be okay.
I don't think so. How many Commodores are in there?
I just question the SEC and their lack of originality.
I don't blame you for that.
ACC. Boo. ACC.
Well, depends on the sport.
ACC, my backside. When the ACC actually wins something, let me know.
Your backside.
It's not much of a backside, of that matter.
So naughty, Chris. My backside. Wow. My backside.
Should I leave you two alone? You need to get a room? Perhaps.
No, perhaps
a closet? Ah, you see it over there?
I guess we should explain to the listening audience. I record my podcast in my walk-in closet, and the boys can see my walk-in closet, which is very neat and organized.
It really is. It's very colorful, too.
Thank you, because there's a lot of orange for Wahoo. So, yes, because our colors are orange and blue.
I like orange and blue.
I know, but it's a different shade.
Go Gator. Yeah, I know.
So, Chris is a Southeastern Conference
honk.
He loves them. He's one of those people. He can name everybody who's ever played in the SEC.
Whoa, okay, let's not go that far.
So, I cannot. So, this is going to be painful for everybody here. But I know at least two of the teams involved. My Mississippi State Bulldogs and the Georgia Bulldogs share a mascot. After that, I don't think there's multiple Commodores. I don't think there's multiple Gators.
Go Gator.
I don't think there's multiple elephants.
God help us, no.
Or
Tide, yes.
Right? So yeah. You have Auburn. Oh, it's Tigers. It's Tigers. It's LSU Tigers. It's Auburn Tigers. And is it Kentucky? I know they're the Wildcats. In basketball. Oh, this might not even be an SEC team, and I'm going to feel like an idiot if it's not, but I think I see an M with a tiger peeking out behind it. I'm going to say Memphis is the other Tigers. So that's my answer. I got Memphis, LSU, and Auburn Tigers, Georgia, and Mississippi State Bulldogs.
Man, so close and yet so far. The Bulldogs are Mississippi State and Georgia. The Tigers are LSU, Auburn, and Missouri.
Mizzou, correct.
Missouri and Texas A&M came into the SEC 3 years ago.
Yes, and technically Auburn is not known as Tigers. They are known as War Eagle.
No, actually, that is totally incorrect.
That's true.
War Eagle is their chant. It is their slogan, but their team is the Tigers.
Yeah.
Well, here's a fun story. So in 2011, Virginia played Auburn at the Chick-fil-A Bowl in Atlanta.
Chick-fil-A.
Our colors are identical because Auburn's first coach is actually a graduate of the University of Virginia and loved the colors so much that he brought them to Auburn.
No kidding.
And so it's a true story.
Wow.
So what the funny thing was is that on the field it said Cavaliers and it said Tigers. We're screaming Wahoo Wah. They're screaming War Eagle. No one knows who the hell anybody is. So but they were very nice.
That's awesome.
They beat us, of course.
Wah Eagle!
Of course, they're an SEC school.
I can't believe I missed that by one team.
But who is Memphis? Good, but all the points have to
what
go
is Memphis?
Through.
Memphis is the Tigers. You're absolutely right. Memphis is the Tigers.
They're not SEC.
Yeah, they're.
Oh, that kills me.
Well,
I was so close.
I think they're Conference USA.
I was so close. Because I know they play the Gators. Seems like frequently. Memphis.
No,
I feel like they play them all the time.
No, they haven't played the Gators ever.
Really?
Really? Really?
Okay.
Or at least maybe in basketball.
Man, I even named the third Tiger team,
too.
Oh, my God.
When you were saying M, I was like, oh, he's got it. Then you said Memphis. In my head, I'm going, yes!
Close is great in horseshoes and hand grenades, but not for trivial warfare. We're moving on.
I see that that you have a friend in Ramona when it comes to college questions.
Yes, I'm very much enjoying
this,
that.
Yeah, this is definitely, this is good.
All right, last question in this round. What was the first mascot for the University of Georgia?
Three straight college questions.
She said we're going into college land.
Oh my God. The first mascot? You mean his name?
What was the first mascot for the University of Georgia?
Okay, I have my answer locked in just because I have no idea. I'm taking the biggest guess.
I'm not sure I understand the question, but I'm going to say...
Hold on. Let's do a clarification. Are you looking for the name of the mascot or are you looking for...
The type of mascot.
Yes.
Type of mascot.
Oh, well, crud. All right. I wrote the wrong answer down then. Will you let me...
change it.
Okay. I'm not getting it right, so don't worry about it, Ben. okay, I'm going to write down...
I'm imagining it's the...
I am going to give you a hint. It is a farm animal.
I was going to say it's Colonel Sanders from KFC.
I was going to say the peaches.
It's a farm animal. Peaches. You know, in South Park, when I used to watch the show South Park, and their football team was known as the Cows. And they used to play the Cowboys. I always thought that was hilarious. farm animals, you have cows, you have pigs. Georgia's awesome. In Athens. It's close to Atlanta. Atlanta's
awesome if it was a donkey, and that means there were a bunch of...
Now that's what Florida calls them.
Hey,
one game. True. Biggest cocktail party in the world is when those two play each other.
That's right. But the
world's largest outdoor cocktail party.
But oh my god!
But the funny part is they're not allowed to call it that anymore.
Why? Yeah, it's kind of like the Red River Shootout for Oklahoma and Texas, but we all call it that anyway. I love PC, but you know, no.
The NCAA was frowning upon the fact that alcohol was implied in the title.
Give me a break.
I know, right?
Yet they allow beer commercials during bowl games.
Right.
Hey, do as we say, not as we do.
That's right.
We don't appreciate the connection with drinking. Welcome back to the Budweiser Bowl.
I miss the Bud Bowl. Those little cans and bottles were so much fun watching running around with the ball.
You know, and then they replaced it with those frogs and the guys going, "What's up?" You know.
Dude, I love that action.
All right.
Yeah, our generation. Oh, I'm sorry, Jonathan. He wants us to focus now.
I'm going to go with the Hogs. I'm going to say they were the Georgia Hogs.
Interesting, because you know what Gainesville's nickname is. It's Hogtown.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking, I mean, there's Razorbacks in Arkansas.
Yeah. I should have probably answered it that way. I said the Goats, just because I just thought it would be awesome as the Georgia Goats.
Chris is correct. It is.
Oh, for the win!
Are you serious?
During the first 28 years of Georgia football, a goat paraded around the sidelines. It first appeared after the first football game in 1892, when students hoisted it on its shoulders in celebration of their first victory and slapped a small G on the blanket on its back.
So you can't see Chris dancing. But, Chris, I have to ask, because I am amazed by your brilliance at this point. Do you think you have heard that somewhere in the past ever, or was that like a serious total guess?
That was a Hail Mary from like the 10-yard line. That was, no, I never have heard that before.
It's so great to get that right. Good
I know.
Job.
I'm kind of blown away.
I'm getting blown away right now. It's the end of the third round. What's the score?
Actually, the funny part is I gave you 10 points for that question too. I keep giving you points for questions. Yes. Give me just a second, please. So, going into the halftime question, Jonathan, I have doubled up, 66-33.
Woo! Oh my gosh. All right. I'm going to make a comeback.
Don't call it a comeback.
All right.
I'm going to learn how to eat lightning and crap thunder.
It's time for halftime. I'm so excited about this.
So, Ramona's been telling me that she has a halftime question. It's the one question we're going to have today that's not sports related, but she loves it so much that she wants to ask it.
All right.
So this is a fun game called Where Did It Happen, Florida or Virginia? I am going to read a headline. I'm going to read a headline, and you have to decide if it was Florida or Virginia that this thing happened.
Okay.
All right.
Ready?
Hurricane Andrew makes landfall in Homestead.
No. Some of these are really funny.
All right.
The first one. Man forced fiancé to swallow engagement ring after she tried to leave him.
Oh, boy.
Did that happen in Florida or Virginia?
Okay. I'm going to say it's Florida.
I'm going to say it's Florida, too. That sounds
correct.
Like Florida.
Correct. Yeah. That happened in Florida.
Remember, we're South Georgia. We can get rowdy.
All right. A no-brainer plea deal includes a vasectomy requirement.
Say that again.
A no-brainer plea deal includes a vasectomy requirement. That is a real headline.
Let's see if Jonathan plays game theory here.
I'm going Virginia. Sounds like Virginia.
I'm going Florida.
Virginia.
That just sounded just crazy enough to be Florida, Dan.
No, it sounded actually more educated to me.
Okay.
It's like, oh yeah, we're not going to put you in jail for this whatever sexual crime you might have thought of committing, but we are going to make sure you don't get anybody else pregnant. Mm. One of those deals.
Man dressed as Spider-Man battles potholes. Just cracks me up.
All right. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
To me, that has to be Florida, because there's more potholes in this daggum state than I've ever seen in my life.
We do have a problem with sinkholes. I am going to agree. I'm going to say Florida.
Wrong. Virginia. All right. Next one. Woman is shot by bullets left in her...
Really?
This is hilarious.
All right, let's try this.
It doesn't sound hilarious. Somebody got hurt.
Let's try this again.
No. Everybody is okay with this one. Woman is shot by bullets left in her oven while she was cooking.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's the dirty South right
I'm
there.
With
that's
you.
Florida.
That's Florida.
Oh, it's Florida.
Oh, yeah, it's so Florida.
Underground strip club at a woman's home sold overpriced $2 drinks.
I don't know how country Virginia is, but it's next door to West Virginia, so it can be pretty country. I'm going Virginia.
Yeah, I got to stick with what my mama brought me, Florida.
It is Virginia. Yes. Suffolk, which is actually closer to North Carolina. One more. Man reportedly dances on police car.
Uh-oh. All right. Just breathe. No, that's fine. Just breathe. It's okay.
Every time I read this, I'm like, I'm so stupid. I mean, I'm like, okay, this is why the world is the way it is.
You've turned red.
Okay, I'm ready. All right. Man reportedly dances on police car to summon help.
Mini-me, quit humping the laser. Yes.
All right. Man reportedly dances on police car to summon help in vampire battle.
Wait.
So
vampire, like...
So man jumps on police car to summon help in vampire battle?
Now, I need a clarification. Was this vampire battle like a role-playing game vampire, or did he think that vampires attacking him?
Sorry, you can't answer that. That's...
Well, I mean, when you're in a heated vampire battle, sometimes you need help.
It's just, I have all the links to them, so they will be in the show notes, so people can enjoy these articles too.
Oh my God, that's great. So everybody check out the show notes at trivialwarfare.com. To get the scoop on these articles here. I'm going Virginia.
Yeah, I'm dancing with my mom. What my mama brought me again. Florida.
It is Florida.
Nice.
I think we both got three.
No, you got four, actually.
Oh.
Okay, so after halftime, Jonathan, you caught up a little bit, but just
a
little bit.
Yeah, 4 points.
78 to 49.
All right.
Round four, question one. There are 10 events in a decathlon. Can you name them all?
Oh, my gosh. No. The answer is no.
I might. I can get eight, I think.
No.
It's been in the news with, you know, Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
So I have a last... I think I've got most of them, but I have one last one here that it's either or, I think.
All right. I'm ready to go whenever you are.
I'm going to go with this one.
Okay. I think I've got I think I got five.
I'm confident I have eight.
Okay.
Woo!
All right. So... do you want to start with you want to name the first one?
I'm going to say pole vault.
Actually, you know what? You name all of yours.
Okay.
And then I'll pick up from there.
Okay. I'm going to say pole vault.
Pole vault. I have that.
The long jump.
I have that.
The 15,000 meter.
15,000 meter?
Yes.
I don't have that.
Okay. Javelin.
Yes, I have that.
Discus.
I have that.
Shot put.
I have that.
100 meter hurdles.
I don't have that.
The 200-meter race, 400 and 400-meter race, and then 400-meter hurdles. I think there's two things of hurdles. I'm just not sure if I got the...
I completely forgot about hurdles. I don't know what the distances are, but I do agree I'm missing hurdles. So I have the 100-meter dash. I have the 400-meter dash. I agree with discus, javelin, pole vault, long jump, high jump, shot put, and 1600 meter.
Crap, I forgot about high jump.
And I said triple jump for my last one. I was either going triple jump or hammer throw, but I don't know. I think it's actually the hurdles.
I don't think they do the hammer throw.
I don't think they do either. So
maybe the hammer dance.
I said triple jump, but I think it's actually probably hurdles that I missed.
Okay.
All right, here we go. It's the 100 meters.
So let's check them off as we go. Okay,
you got one. I did not.
You didn't get 100 meter?
I put 200 meters. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, I don't know what you're thinking either.
Yeah.
All right, long jump, shot put, high jump, 400 meters, 110 meter hurdles.
Oh.
The discus, pole vault, javelin throw, and 1500 meters.
Oh, if I said 1500, I would have been right.
And you heard me. I actually double checked when you said it to make sure you didn't just misread the number of zeros on your paper.
Yeah. No, but, I just wasn't thinking. One,
so
two,
I did
three,
get
four,
eight.
Five. I got six.
I said 1600 meters and it should have been 1500 meters and I missed the hurdles altogether.
Okay.
110 meter hurdles. That one's going to throw anybody off.
That hurts.
Yeah.
That really.
So how many did you get? Five?
I got six.
So good job.
Yeah.
Eight. I got eight. You got six.
Yeah. Not too bad.
Okay.
All right. Question two in this round. The Davis Cup is the premier international team event in men's tennis. What two countries started it? And I have multiple choice. So you can pick A, B, C, or D. Are you ready?
So you want what two countries started the Davis Cup? That's the question?
That is the question.
Okay.
A, Great Britain and the U.S. B, France and Great Britain. C, France and the U.S. Or D, Australia and France.
Man. Because I told myself I wasn't going to go with one answer, and that's the one I want to do. All right. I'm going to say this one, but I think it's the other one.
You know, that is such a sports answer.
And you know exactly what I mean.
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the first two options were U.S. and Great Britain, and then Great Britain and France.
Yes.
I think it's one of those two. And I know the Ryder Cup in golf is U.S. and Great Britain.
Actually, no. The Ryder Cup in golf is U.S. against the world, or against the international team, which is all of Europe.
Did it used to be Great Britain by itself?
No.
Then I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But that's not uncommon.
Well, let me just say this. In the modern time, it has not been, but it very well, maybe like when it started in the 1920s, 1930s, that's a possibility.
I have no idea.
I've just never heard that.
I just kind of make it up as I go along, I think.
Fair enough.
I'm going to say Great Britain and France, and I'm quite certain that I'm wrong.
Okay. My answer is U.S. and France, and I'm kicking myself because I really think it's France and Australia. I really do.
So, it is Great Britain in the U.S. And it started in 1900.
Wow.
I thought
and
that
now
was,
it includes other teams.
I'll be honest. I thought that was too predictable. I really thought that was the...
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm just hoping I can break 100 in this game right now.
Question three in this round. Which city will host the Olympics in 2020?
Ooh. Love this question.
2020 Olympics.
I will give you a hint. It is somewhere in Asia.
Oh, man. Crap on toast. Because 2016 one is in Rio.
Mm-hmm.
And she dances in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking for the country or the city?
City.
Okay.
But I will take the country if you cannot come up with the city.
Okay, because I'll be honest, I'm tapping out. I know the country, but I think I know the country. I don't know the city.
The country is fine.
I'm going to say Russia.
Okay. My answer is South Korea.
Both are incorrect. It is Japan. Tokyo will host the 2020.
Oh, man.
Gosh.
Dadgummit.
What's our score after that round?
So it is 84 to 57.
Round five. Are we ready?
We are ready.
Yep. Let's do it.
The popular Oscar-nominated sports films Moneyball and The Blind Side share something else in common other than awards and box office success. Can you name that one thing?
Moneyball and The Blind Side.
And Moneyball, to remind the audience, starred Brad Pitt as Billy Bean from the Oakland A's. And Blind Side is the movie that finally gave Sandra Bullock an Oscar for playing the crazy Tennessee fan. No, she was not a Tennessee fan. I'm so sorry. She does not like them.
No,
Mississippi.
It was Ole Miss. More SEC.
I have never seen Moneyball.
Okay.
And
well, that's sad. That's a great movie. You should check it out.
It's a better book. I didn't need to watch the movie.
Well, I mean,
I bet it's something to do with who produced it or something like that. But
that's a possibility. I mean, I don't think it's the same director. Aaron Sorkin actually wrote the screenplay for Moneyball, but I know he didn't for Blindside. I'm going to say it was the same composer that did the music, but that's a long shot.
And I'm going to say that they both had Tim McGraw.
Okay.
Jonathan, you were so close when you said I read the book. They were both written by Michael Lewis.
No!
Oh, wow.
Oh!
Yeah, who's a terrific writer.
He is a terrific writer. I've read both of them.
You read The Blind Side?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, man. Mr. Reader.
God. Shut up. Next round.
Next question.
Okay. What long-running TV show predicted the FIFA scandal?
I got an answer written.
You got an answer? Oh, man. Okay. See, because when she said TV show, I started thinking like comedies, like Parks and Recreation, The Office, mm-hmm. even Friends or what have you. But I'm actually going to say The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Oh, that's a really good answer. I said The Simpsons.
Okay.
Long-running TV show.
You are correct, Jonathan.
Yes, nice. I got one right. I got a question right.
In the episode titled You Don't Have to Live Like a Referee, Homer Simpson with newfound integrity is approached by a FIFA official searching for an honorable man to officiate World Cup games to offset the institutionalized corruption throughout the organization.
Nicely done, Jonathan. Nicely done.
Hey!
Hey, Jonathan. All right, last question in this round. Which three countries hosted the Winter Olympics during the 1990s? So if you get all three right, you'll get all 10 points. But you'll get 3 points for each one you get right.
All right, I have my answer written down.
Okay, I got mine too.
I feel like I have a chance at two of these.
Okay, go for it.
I said Lillehammer, Nagano, and Lake Placid.
Okay. So did you say cities or countries? I thought you said countries.
Well, I will take both because to get the cities is actually harder. So
yeah, I agree with that because I said Norway, Italy, and Japan.
Well, if you combine the two of you, you got the country and the city right. It was Nagano, Japan in 1998, Lillehammer, Norway in 1994, and Albertville, France in 1992.
So we missed. Did you say France?
No, I didn't say France.
So we both got two out of three.
Yep.
So yeah.
I've never even heard of the Albertville one.
1992.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the last year that that Winter and Summer Olympics were in the same year.
Oh, they were in Barcelona that year.
Yep. It's now 90-73.
All right, round six, here we go. What English monarch coined the term golf caddy? Was it Queen Elizabeth, Prince Albert, Mary Queen of Scots, or Edward I?
So this might be a trick just to suck me in, but it's a trap! You would think that it would be a guy being stereotypical, but golf was invented in Scotland, so I'm going to say Mary Queen of Scots.
Yep, I said the same thing.
And that is correct. It was Mary Queen of Scots. She's the first known female golfer, and she coined the term in 1552, calling her assistants cadets. During her reign, the famous golf course in St. Andrews was built.
Wow.
Very nice.
How about that?
Yep.
Yes. I'm impressed that you got that right.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I thought you would have gone with one of the guys.
Nah.
No, you're smarter than that.
Yeah, you know. I'm just loving the history she's given us with this. This is good stuff. So, nice details.
I do what I can. All right, question two in this round. What sport played by Harvard teams starting in 1871 was commonly referred to as the Boston Game? A lot of New England in here.
It's hard. The Boston Game. Stealing from young children.
Nice. Okay, I wrote my wrong answer down.
I'm going with basketball.
Okay, I'm going with football. Because I know Harvard and Yale played one of the very first football games.
Yep.
And it is football.
Yes.
In 1871, Harvard football students began playing the so-called Boston Game, an early version of football, which included elements of rugby. The player could pick up the ball and, if pursued, run with it. And soccer, kicking a round ball, was still essential. 2 years later, representatives of Columbia, Princeton, Rutgers, and Yale met in New York City to formulate the first intercollegiate football rule. All right, here we go.
Round six, question three.
What was the first non-U.S. team to win a Little League World Series?
Okay, I wrote my answer down. Again, I'll say I wrote my wrong answer down.
I'm going with Japan.
Wow, again, I went with Japan.
No. In 1957, a team from Monterrey, Mexico became the first foreign team to win the Little League World Series.
Your people, Jonathan, it's your people.
Well, yeah, and I wasn't alive.
Oh.
All right. We've got one more question. Yes?
Oh, yes, we do. And going into the final round, I actually gave some space, 110-83.
Excellent. Okay. This is about the NFL draft.
Okay. I have mine written down.
Okay.
Our wagers are set.
the NFL draft was started by a co-owner who felt that it was not fair before they had a draft to select players. There was just no way of doing it. So he convinced all the other owners to do a draft. What team did he own?
Okay. My answer's written in.
Mine is as well.
Okay.
I think it's Lamar Hunt from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Interesting. I think it is Art Modell from the Cleveland Browns.
No, it is Burt Bell, co-owner of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Ah.
I've
we both missed
dude.
It.
Yep. All right, man. What was your wager?
I wagered 50.
All right. I wagered 26.
Oh, that was a really good wager.
Yeah, kind of had to.
That was a really good wager. So the final score then is?
The final score of our first all sports episode is 84 to 33.
You dominated me.
I don't know if I dominated.
No, I feel like
you
I've
feel
been,
violated.
Yeah, I do. I feel
I
horrible.
The questions are fair. I mean, you know,
you
not
killed
too hard.
Me. So let's go ahead and wrap up the show then. So, Chris, that's a great victory for you.
Man, I'm really kind of surprised because, again, there was a lot of fear going into this episode. I mean, I soiled myself twice.
Oh, my.
I mean, there
in
was,
public.
In public.
In
exactly
Publix.
Right. In Publix. That's
yeah.
right.
In Publix. That's a great Florida grocery store.
Not after
really
Chris soils himself.
No, not anymore. Then it just kind of smelled.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I wilted flowers. I mean, it
did
was just
bad. Did you steal crab legs?
It's a Floridian
yes.
thing to do.
Nice.
So
I love that answer.
Really quick, I want to do a shout out to the first person who signed up for the TWA, the Trivial Warfare Army. You guys know we encourage you to go out to sign up for the Trivial Warfare Army. It's our fan club and mailing list. You can do that at trivialwarfare.com. The first person to sign up was actually our friend Jennifer Davis.
Very nice.
Yes, a shout out to Jennifer Davis. Jennifer, we hope you're doing well. We appreciate you listening. And be sure to touch base with us if there's anything that you want to hear specifically or anything that you really love to hear.
She is number one.
She's number one.
All right. Excellent.
Zero.
I absolutely want to encourage you guys to pop over to iTunes and throw a review on us. If you like the show, make sure you give us 5 stars. And don't be afraid to put a sentence or two out there. Actually, there was a new review this week. We're up to 6 reviews now. Will Cowart said something very nice about us. So thank you, Will. We
very
appreciate
nice.
You.
Appreciate it, Will.
Will's a listener who found me on LinkedIn. Also, we're getting very close to having the app ready in the Google Play Store. It's not there yet, but I've submitted everything. And now it's just a matter of having the company that we're working with finish building it.
Yeah, and so, by the time this episode comes out, our first ever live event will have occurred too.
That's
so.
Right. So that's this coming Friday. It's too late for you guys to know that now. You would have heard that in the previous show.
You really should have listened to that previous show and come on out.
Yeah. Shame on you for not listening.
Exactly right.
Well, I'm
shame
sure they were listening
you.
If they're hearing this. So, okay, that's everything I have.
All right. Ramona, how about you? Anything you want to promote or talk about?
What's your website?
Oh, it's sportsgalpal.com, and they can listen. I've got all the episodes on there. And find me on Twitter at sportsgalpal. All of my social media handles are all sportsgalpal. It's really ridiculously boring, yet easy to remember. And thanks for having me on. I had so much fun.
Awesome.
Yeah,
we were glad to have you. All right, Chris, take us out of here.
All right. Well, again, everybody, thank you so much for listening to us. We really appreciate you taking the time. Again, you can email us at trivialwarfare@gmail.com. Again, that's trivialwarfare@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm Chris. That's Jonathan. That's Ramona. And this is Trivial Warfare, where it's not just trivia. It's war.
Bye, guys.
Take care.
I'm back. Apparently, the tiny humans have lost their father. So, hopefully they haven't tied him up somewhere and have misplaced him. Did everybody leave?